Moving on from there, tomorrow we have the Olympic opening ceremony starting, and we have already started the football tournament for the Olympics, both the men's and the women's. I have some sad news for all the Oceania football fans. The mighty Fiji have lost to South Korea 8-0.
Yeah.
I know the Fijians got there ahead of us because of shenanigans, but that's not really that's not their fault. They did as good as they could, and they got there.
That was all on the New Zealand football.
Yep.
And, all on New Zealand football.
And to be honest, because much like when Tahiti made it to the Confederations Cup a few years ago, I'm always happy to see another Oceania team put one over us, actually, and because it's really, really hard for another Oceania team to compete against New Zealand. And then do when they go out to the world stage, it's really great to see them, like, you know, to perform. And I think this will be Fiji's first ever appearance in a major international tournament. So well done. Bad luck about the first game, but hopefully you're not going to get too down and you will try and fly that Oceania flag as high as you possibly can. That being said, there's a lot of good, interesting games. Hosts Brazil have already played against the mighty Bafana Bafana, who held them to a nil-all draw. And and look, this is not a weak Brazilian team. They have Neymar, which already makes them a really good side.
Yeah, and but this is the Brazil team that over the last few years has not really performed.
No, they've not performed like the Brazil that we've expected.
But in fact, I would almost say they haven't performed since their semi-final loss at their own World Cup, where they
They made the final of the Copa, so they didn't. They
went out the group stage.
They went out the group stage, you're right. So there's much to prove, but they have good players. They've got Gabriel Jesus, who has just had a big transfer to Man City. He's meant to be the next Phenom. He's the next Neymar, who, like, Neymar was the next Robinho. Robinho was the next Ronaldinho, and Ronaldinho was the next Ronaldo.
Yeah, yeah.
As we all do our lineage.
So the Brazilian kingship lineage.
Yeah, well, Neymar changed, bucked the trend by not having a name starting with R, but, you know, we forgive him because he's really good. But also, Denmark drew with Iraq, I think a result that the Iraqi team will be quite happy with as well. Do you think the teams are finding it hard to adjust to Brazil, the humidity and the...
Some of them, maybe. You wouldn't think that they, the top team should have had that much have that much trouble. Anybody that had been at the World Cup in 2014 should be fine. But
This is an under-23 tournament.
I know, it is a little different. Yeah.
Group B teams were far freer scoring. Sweden and Colombia played out to a 2-2 draw. I think Sweden will be quite happy with that. Colombia, a very strong side, playing very close to home conditions. Japan came very close to equalizing against Nigeria. And
That's a very good result by Nigeria.
Stunning 5-4. Game, 5-4. The Nigerians were leading 5-2 in that game, and Japan nearly came back.
That's very impressive for Nigeria, given that hours before that game, they were in Atlanta and didn't have a flight to their game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, a day before, they didn't know how they were getting to the game. And it wasn't until American Airlines, United, whichever one it was, came to the party and gave them you can have this charter jet, the one that the American team will come home on. Yeah, you can fly down to your game for free. We won't even charge you for it, because we're feeling that sorry for you. Because they just absolutely... apparently, the management completely dropped the ball, and were like, oh yeah, we'll just book a flight down to the game, that'll be sweet, and didn't book it early, and then went, wait, why are all the flights to Brazil booked out? Yeah. Is there some sort of event happening or something?
I follow a bit of Nigerian football, like just the fan convos, as you tend to absorb when you go to a lot of these football. I don't think any Nigerian football fan is at all surprised that the Nigerian Federation has dropped the ball and let their team down. But their players have always, I think, when given a chance, represented their country well. They have won the Olympic tournament before, so... hell, they got over their first really big hurdle, so good chances for them.
That was one of the things. They won back in
96 in Atlanta. Yeah,
20 years ago. And so that was the thing that was even funnier, was that the officials were all celebrating, you know, putting big things up about, oh, this is going to be a great year. It's 20 years since we won. Oh, yeah, we're going to have our best chance. And then they dropped the ball completely.
Yeah. And in the other game, in Group C, Mexico are, I think, also going to be quite happy with their result against Germany, drawing 2-2.
Actually, yeah, I think Germany might be quite happy with their 2-2 with Mexico, too. I mean, Mexico's not a bad team. But, so that's pretty good both ways.
Yep, and the Fijians, who sadly lost 8-0 to South Korea.
Yeah.
I really, really hope for Fiji and Oceania's sake that this group doesn't become a, like, let's everyone pick on Fiji go see who goes through on goal difference. That would be bad.
Well, hopefully this is a bit of a first game for them. I mean, they're going to be quite awestruck, you know, at the Olympics, big stage, first game up against a pretty powerful South Korean side. You know, it's going to be hopefully they've got their heads sort of grounded now. They've got through that first game, and the rest of them, they can sort of buckle in and show some fighting spirit. But that said, they are in a pretty hard group, so...
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Fiji are going through to the next round, because it's just too strong a group, but hopefully they'll get a few goals in there somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a few good results, so good luck, Fiji. Honduras managed to fight off Algeria's potential comeback, and...
Oh, that's good.
Beat them to 3-2, and... Portugal, like, inspired by the senior team's win against in the Euros, no doubt, beat Argentina 2-0.
Wow, that's
not a weak Argentinian team either, and Argentina have a very good record in the Olympics.
Yeah, as I say, they're never a weak side at the Olympics.
I may be incorrect, but I believe they won in 2000 and 2004 and 2008. So a very strong record at this level. 2008 team famously having Messi and Aguero. And also the 2004 team famously having Messi and Aguero because they were.
So I'm pretty sure a lot of those, most of those three teams, well, at least the 2004 and 2008 would have had both of those players.
Argentina. Hard start, but probably still, I think, strong enough to get through to the next round.
Yeah, I would think so.
So I'm picking Portugal, Argentina in that group. Group C, who do you like? South Korea have a great goal difference lead. Will it be enough to push them over into the group stage? Or do you think Mexico and Germany are going to fit through?
It's going to be interesting. I think, it's going to be close. Say they've got a good head start, but they're going to have to... As long as they win one of those games, they should be through, and whoever they beat, they'll be the team that will probably go out. But... that's going to be a bit of a dogfight there, I think, between those three teams to see who the two that go through.
Group B, also a tough group with four strong teams. I'm liking Nigeria. I'm feeling them a bit.
I am.
It's a really impressive performance. I'm picking Nigeria. I've always kind of liked this Colombian side. I think they've got a good bunch of players coming through, so I'm picking them.
Those are the two I would pick as well, Nigeria and Colombia.
And Group A, Brazil.
Wow.
Got to pick them to go to the next round, don't you? They're home.
Exactly. Look at that group, Brazil, Denmark, Iraq, and South Africa, and you think, oh, Brazil.
Yeah.
They've already got a first up draw with South Africa. They've already dropped two points.
To be fair on them, or at least for their benefit, the other team game also ended in a draw. So everybody's still even. No goals scored, so it is still completely even.
It is, yes.
And they've got South Africa out of the way. They are going to face Denmark probably for the position on who gets to finish top. We're pretty likely thinking Denmark and Brazil are going to...
I'm actually thinking that second place there might be a bit interesting. I think South Africa might actually show some spirit there. They've got a good result first up. They play Denmark next. If they can keep that confidence, then maybe that could be a...
If all of the games in that group end in a nil-all draw?
We got penalties.
We got penalties?
I think they got some
sort of... I think they draw lots.
Well, maybe they draw lots. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Actually, I think you're right. Yeah, two teams are drawn on everything equals penalties. In more teams, it's coin toss.
On international level, I believe this has only ever been done twice, where a match has to end up being decided on lots. This was both times in European Championships and because it's, yeah, because the after the third replay there was no result.
Yeah.
But I think that's all we have time for.
I think that's all we have time for today. We'll be back soon, I'm sure.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again.
See you next time.